Simin Shin Chof Hei, Sif Yud Aleph, through Chazayim, Be'ez Hashem. The Simin, so that we will Be'ez Hashem be able to get to Reish Mem Zayin, despite the fact that maybe some thought on Purim that we're not going to. Sif Yud Aleph talks about Likis Eini Yehudi Asavim Laserv Behemta Yimeinu Makirim Ma'echalach of Yisrael. This is the mission of Yisrael Kof Chof Beis, that the Gemara, that if a guy does a malacha for himself, then it's mutter for the yid to be nene from it afterwards. Unless the guy saw that the yid needs it and he's makiri. Like he says, Avla makiri osir, v'chim b'chol davar hichdi dig l'mecha shem yar b'shvilei is Asr al shash Hashem yarba. Avo b'davar lekad mech Hashem yarba shvili kain shizik nir la'atzmai ayas ha'kevash le'irid boi shibinirach ha'kevash 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 b'chalechad afilu makirin mutter. Where there's no shash of Hashem yarba shvili, it's mutter even makirin. Kum tais l'chari, this halacha is mevur that the hagam that we saw in the Gemara that come chof aleph, that any time that a guy does a malacha for himself, adayit din afshein, there's no problem for the soul to be nene, because the guy is doing it for himself, and therefore we don't look at the, there's no chash that the yid is going to come to learn from that. It's like a guy lighting a like the Ramban says, a guy lights a candle in his own house. How come the yid is allowed to be learning from that? There's no question that the yid is going to go to learn from there to ask the guy. So maybe anytime that a guy does something for himself, bad, then there's no problem to be nene from that which the guy did. However, we saw that there are some exceptions to this rule. In Sif Dalet here, we saw, in Shulchan Aruch Sif Dalet, we saw that if a guy bakes a challah for himself, bakes bread for himself, then a yid is not allowed to go and buy it from the store, get it from the store, ask the guy to be nene from it. And the reason is because by Divrei Michael Mishteh, we're scared that Adam is lo at acharav and he's going to come to ask the guy. So too over here, this is one of the exceptions, and that is when it's makiroi, in a case where the guy knows his friends with the yid, and there's a chash that maybe he's going to come to be married with Shvili, then there is an iser, even though the etzem, the guy did a daita d'nafshei, he drew up the water a daita d'nafshei, nevertheless, because of the chash shem yarbi b'shvili, it's going to be usher for the yid to be nene. Now this halacha includes three different cases, basically. There's makiroi. Well, certainly it's usher in a case where the guy knows that the yid needs it, and the yid is in front of him. That's the case of makiri that we know for sure is aser. Now there's three other cases that are not discussed directly, which have to be addressed. One of them is if the guy, the yid is not in front of the guy, but it's makiri, and that really is split into two cases. If he knows that the yid needs it, or he doesn't know that the yid needs it. And then there's another case of where the guy is, the yid is in front of the guy, but the guy doesn't know that the yid needs it. So even though it's makirai, but he has no idea that he has an animal b'chal, he sees his friend there, when he draws up the water, he has no idea that his friend even owns an animal. So he's makirai, but he doesn't know that he needs the water. In that halacha, what is the story in that case? So with regard to the first halacha of Einu Befanov, the machaber, it's really a machlekes rishonim we saw, that is Rava chilek on Abaya by Shalei Befanov. It's not clear in the Gemara what the machlekes between Abaya and Rav is Zafka Befanov or even Shalei Befanov, like the Bir Lach of Myers. And it's machlekes Rishonim. The Rashba says that Rav is maskim to Abaya Shalei Befanov. That the same way that Abaya holds Shalei Befanov, it's mutter, so too Rav holds that Shalei Befanov, it's mutter. However, and so holds the Ran and Kamos Rishonim. However, as Tesla points out, as the Bir Lach points out, Tesla bin Beo, Dav Gimel and Aleph, seems to clearly say not that way. And he holds that even if it's Shalei Befanov, if it's Makiri, then Rav is Chorilek and Abayin, and Rav holds any time that it's Makiri, we have to be Cheshish that maybe the guy has the Yid in mind, and he is going to be Mahanim. And he's Zichshash, Hashem Yarbe B'Shvilei. Le'alacha, the Mishnah Berurah says that Mechaber, the Sfima HaMechaber, Aval Im Makiri Osir. He doesn't say if it's talking about Befanov, if it's talking about Shalei Befanov. The steam of the machaber is, even if the guy is not there, nevertheless, it's going to be usher, because the yid is, we have to be chashish that the guy is going to do it with the yid in mind, and therefore it's usher. Now the Mishnah Berurah brings down V'yesh Paitkin HaMachmirim Shesevim Dafilum Kvar Asa in Yehudi V'le Yoda Asa Yisrael Tarach. In the case where the guy didn't know that the Yid needed it, is it Asa to be Nene? And in that case he says you could be Mekal V'mokim Aserich. So the two cases of Shleib Afanav. One case where he knew that the Yid needs it, but we don't, it was Shleib Afanav. There he says to be Machmir. And the case where he didn't know that the Yid needed it, and he really did it, there he says V'mokim Aserich, he could be Mekal. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan is Mamlitz Avor Minig Yisrael, and he says, why should we be Machmer? Lama Neymar Shabnei Yisrael Eisim Shaligidin. Eisim Shaligidin. He says, the Minig of the Oilam was that Yidin used to go on Shabbos afternoon and have a hot drink by the neighbor, by the Goyim. And Vein Kurovu Makirim Zezze Uledivere Beit Yosef Yisur Ka'avdi. He mentions that there's four G'dayli Rishenim, the Rajba, the Ram, the Magamisha, and the Ravon. They all infuse there. Our minig is a good minig, that the Yidin go over to the Goyim. Why? When they put up the kumkum, when they put up the hot water, it's Shleib Yivnei Yisrael. So even though it's Makirai, and even though they know that possibly the Yid is going to come over, nevertheless, it's not a problem. We don't reckon it that Kilu as if he did it for the Yid. It was no Shasha, maybe occur in the future that he's going to ask him. And Mamela is no problem to enjoy the hot water that the guy put up for him. Now, this is not going to matter any time that somebody's in a hotel and they put up a pot of hot water for the Yid in the hotel. The Aruch HaShulchan, a little bit later, a few seven later, he shrines Mamish Chai V'Kayim. This is all when it's the guy in his house. When the guy puts up a pot of hot water in his house, he puts up a kumkum in his house, and he has in mind maybe a few extra cups, there he says it's mutter because it's shleib afanav. However, if it's the guy is a living in the house, and he puts up and he wants to make a coffee for himself, and the agav of the coffee for himself, he happens to put up a whole huge pot of water for the yidin. He says in such a case, for sure it's mutter. Just to say, to quote his lashon, v'yesh taveach. You should lizvoyach. You should scream. Al ezim me'ashirim shemachzikim mebeisam mesharis ha'mesharetzes. The people that they have a living in their house, enim yehudim, shemamidim b'shabes ha'samavar. They put on the hot water urn. B'tanotam ha'hevliyoy she'enim yehudim she'isegamkein. That they have in mind also that the guy also wants a coffee. Ve'ikir kavanotai la'atzmoy. Let me show Yisrael. And really he's doing it for himself, not for the Yid. V'zeu chutzpah klap ishmaya sheboim lahoinitis Hashem kevayochol. So he's trying to trick the Ribbono Shel Olam. Mi lo yodea shafilim kavanas ha-mesharet mesharet la'atzman. Even if he also is going to have a coffee mikol mokoyim ikir kavanas ha-mashim b'nei beisah shal Yisrael k'moishu kol shavua. So zikr, the same way that it is the entire week when they're putting up the hot water for him, it's also on Shabbos. And the fact that he takes a little bit for himself, zikr, that's not ikir kavana. And this is really what the Aruch HaShulchan talked about before, and that other places say also, the same is said, and that is when you invite a guy into your house to have a little bit to eat. And that way you're hoping that he's going to turn on the light for himself. Now the guy, when he comes in, very often if it's a Shabbos guy, he knows exactly what you want. And therefore he comes into your house and he says, oh yeah, sure, I want something to eat. And he turns on the light and he has a little bite, possibly, and he runs out of the house and dumps it in the garbage can. That, in that case, for sure, what he's doing is for the Yid. There's no question about it. You can't say that the light is, even though maybe he has some hana, possibly, and he takes a bite of the chocolate chip cookie, that the light is on. Zichr, what he's doing is for the Yid, and in such a case, l'chara, that would be asur, l'hedya, that he's doing it, adas the Yisrael. We'll talk about exactly what to do l'maisa. This is, once again, we had 25 minutes after Shkia, somebody sits down next to me and he says, what was the psak a few weeks ago with that guy that his lights went out on the Friday night? I said, what's the deal? He says, oh, well, someone in my house, kid turned on, he has a generator, kid turned on the oven. The oven was too heavy for the generator and shut down the whole generator. So, what could he do? 25 minutes after Shkia, maybe to Beinish Moshes even, possibly, for those that are, most people that are Machmer 35, what? What? Can't be Mekel. Well, he can't be Mekel. There are people that want to be Mekel even further than that. But For sure, if the minig of the oilum is for 35, by Yisra Darabon, Kenzain, you could say that no one does malach after 13. The Aruch HaShabbos is only until 13 minutes. We know. But there are those that want to say, certainly, they could be makel even further than that, because certainly up until the time which is no one is going to do malacha for before that. Not just the chumrah. You're not going to do what? That's the chumrah.
About the hikar din, 13.5 minutes.
Possibly yes and possibly no. If you understand that even the grain is masking that you need gimel kechavim, and there's no mitzias of 13 of gimel kechavim after 13 minutes, then it is hikar din. It's not hikar din. Chur. With that together, okay, what we do at the end of the Maisa, we'll tell you, maybe we get to end of the, we'll keep you in suspense, that way maybe we'll keep them up till the end of Chavura. Not so long today. What do you do in the Maisa? The Maisa, what do you do? And his challenge, so he quickly took off his he had a bigger problem. That was the real issue was, guess what, guess Friday night. First question that you always have to ask is, do you have kids that are going to be scared? The kids are going to be scared, so then you learn, ask the guy to turn on the light, and the chur, you could be saying, Mishnah Mezalman, that as long as you tell the guy that you need light, a certain specific light on, because the kids are scared, which is a heter for that. A child has a din of a chur, you're allowed to do a mir la'akum lahedia for that. Then everything else, if he turns on the main switch, then everything is considered sikresha. Everything else that goes on, the guy doesn't have that in mind, he has in mind the light that he's turning on. And everything else we consider secretion, and that would matter. I asked him. He says no. He doesn't think that he has kids that are scared. He probably did. He does have no. He has a bunch of kids, any from ages of 6 months to 13. Somebody wakes up in the middle of the night and it's pitch black. The project is going to be scared. That's being the younger man afterwards. So of course he's scared. I walked in the basement bedroom, it was dark. A guy moved. I jumped out of my skin. So then he told me the kid is not going to be scared. Okay.
Do you mean the guests? What's that? The
guests didn't have kids, I don't think they were married.
Saying that would work, yeah?
Yeah, that would work with her if they would be scared. If you need somebody that would be scared.
If they wake up in the night.
No. If they would be scared, in the mass of that it was. There were candles on. So everything he took off of his plata, in front of other people's hot place, that was fine. The biggest problem was the chant. Put up the chant on Friday afternoon in the crock pot on low. Now he doesn't know if it's fully cooked. So what do you do? You can't to take it off in front of somebody else's crock pot or somebody else's hot plate. That's a problem. If it's not totally cooked, you're up the creek. Elamai to leave it, it's going to be cold. So that was his biggest issue, I think, that he had. And just think about what's that?
Just throw a piece of raw meat and stick it.
No, it's already Shabbos. It's already Vanish Mushrooms. So. maybe for that we'll be same on Vinish Moshes. We're not going to throw off the cliff. Okay. That was the mice of this past week, Friday night. So it's quite common, this ending of needing a guy. I don't know what to do. I'm not sure myself. He left it as is. Agav, in general, if you're scared, you don't know if it's fully cooked, and therefore you're going to leave it as is, you might as well taste it and see. Because if not, you're not going to have any chon. Taste it and see if it's cooked, and then if it is, on the time that it is, put it on the guy's plate. What? Pick it up. You're not going to leave it there anyhow. Pick it up. It's gone. It's finished. Yeah. It's off the last thing anyhow. It's fine.
But everything has to be cooked, even the potatoes, beans?
Everything.
But it can't be hard? Sometimes at the start of the day, they can be hard. Hard beans, that's
it. The shot is whether or not it's considered that. Is that the Moshe called Tarkin? What? If they would serve it and it wasn't like the first few weeks after you got married, would you like put them, leave them on the side of your plate? Or I think that's the more you did. Like anything that you eat in the first few weeks is not a rye, you'd eat something which is not Michael Mendelssohn either. No, you would. You'd have to wait for Michael Mendelssohn. That's really the defining factor, how to know whether it's Michael Mendelssohn. Would you eat it the first week after you got married? If it's edible, then that's my commentary study. If it's not, but you really do have to be careful. Now they bring it up. It's very, very common. What people sometimes, especially in a crock pot, depending on the way that the crock pot works, is that your cover is at a slant, and sometimes you could have it that it piles up in the middle, and you have could have my regular pot also, but I don't see that it says common. And the water level only goes up to the top of the pot, and you have beans or barley or something else which is sticking outside, and was never submerged in the water. And that doesn't get cooked, even though it won't, even by Shabbos day, very possibly it will not be fully cooked. It will be hard, because they were never submerged in the water. So one should give it a nice mix before Shabbos, just to prevent any possibility for this. With regard to the third scenario that we're talking about, and that is what happens if the Yid is there, but the guy Pasha doesn't know that the Yid needs this thing. He draws up the water, and he sees his friend there. And he has no idea that his friend even owns animals. Is that a problem, or is that not a problem? So Magen Avraham addresses this, and Magen Avraham quotes the Agoris Mordechai that says that Zichr, the Yid has to know, the guy has to know that Yid needs the Malacha. Because if he doesn't, the whole part is that he has him in mind, B'shas HaMalacha. If he doesn't know that the Yid needs it, he doesn't have it in mind. But then he brings down the Beit Yosef, or Yesh Machmirim from the Beit Yosef, that there's a chashash, even Shalei B'fanav, where the guy doesn't know, Shemin Yagilin L'Shabbos Abba. Maybe, you're right, at this point he didn't know, the guy didn't know that the Yid needs it, but if the Yid is going to use that which the guy did, then the next week, the guy's going to do it for him, or the Yid is going to ask the guy to do it for him. And the Mashmai says that the Magen Avraham was being chayshish for that. That even though right now the guy doesn't know, but if you're going to be nene from that which the guy brought up, then the next week he's going to come to ask him. However, the Mashmai says the Bir Halacha at the end of this long Bir Halacha, he seems to be mitzavzit. He says, Svara gadur lehilah ni azdaiti, the Mashmai yodah ha'in Yehudi shetzarach Yisrael, eini mochum sheyichavim b'shvilei. Just because a guy knows that a Yid needs something, if the Yid is not in front of him, he doesn't have him in mind. He gets up in the morning and he draws water. Before he draws water, he thinks, who do I know? Which Yid do I know? Ah, there's the Yid that tells me his chametz for Pesach, and there's the Yid that gives me his Skittles when he gets them in his cereal box, and there's the Yid. He doesn't go sitting there thinking about it. If he sees the Yid in front of him, so then that's what he thinks about. But he doesn't, the fact that it's my hearing, even if he knows that he has animals that need to feed and to give drink, and give water to drink, he doesn't think about it. If you know that the Yid needs it and it's bevanav, that's when it's nice and dietary. The mashmaya of the Mishnah Berurah is that you need both of them. That it's dafka if it's bevanav. Even bevanav, you need that he should know that he needs it. Even by Shalei B'fanav, he was only making Mokam HaTzerich, but the Chorev Mokam HaTzerich, if the Yid didn't need it, if he didn't know that the Yid needed it, then Mokam HaTzerich, the Chorev, one would be able to be made. Now this halacha b'chlal, that al-tachshash, that Shem Yarev Yishvili, it's also to be nene, this halacha, like Mishabur points out, is only on Shabbos, you're not allowed to be nene. Matei Shabbos, you're not to be b'tei Shiasa. And the reason is, because he never did a malacha b'etem. It's only when a guy does a malacha b'foyel, he actually does a malacha for the Yid, that's when it's usher to be nene from it until B'tei Shiasa. Mashingin over here, it's only chash that maybe he's going to come to be married with Bishvili. And therefore, but he never really did it, therefore, Mutter Shabbos is Mutter Miyad, you don't have to wait B'tei Shiasa. And there's no chash that maybe you're going to say, oh, he doesn't have to wait B'tei Shiasa, he's going to come to ask the guy to do it in the future. Because if you might say ask the guy to do it in the future, then it's going to be usher B'tei Shiasa. There is no chash, it's only over here that he didn't say anything to the guy. And the guy didn't lamaisa do anything for him. In such a case, Matzah Shabbos is mutter, even without waiting with Ishiyasa. Now, one last point that's mentioned over here, and that is Rishlama Zalman's Mar and Shulchan Shlema, he says that it doesn't say anywhere in this halacha what the halacha is with regard to everybody else. We always saw with regard to everybody else, if a guy does a malacha for a Yid, if he did a malacha daraisa, it's also for everybody else. Also to Matzah Shabbos, B'tei Shiasa. If he does a malacha derabbanan, then it's mutter for other people. B'tei Shiasa, you don't have to wait B'tei Shiasa, Matzah Shabbos. How about this case? He never did the malacha. It's just a chash, and he has a b'shvilin. Somebody that's not a makiri of the guy, is it mutter for him? The chur should be mutter for him. Somebody that's not makiri, the guy did it for himself, and it's not makiri. The chur, in such a person, the chur should be mutter. Should be mutter miyad, that's really the din of the... That's really the din that's of the Gemara. The question is, in a case where you have it, that there are some people that are Makira and some people that are not Makira, do we say that it's Asr for everybody because of the Makira? Or do we say no? that just for the Makira it's Asr, and for the Eina Makira it would be Mutter. And he says, the Kharm is sorry, we should say that for the Eina Makira it should be Mutter. The reply is Tarachim. That's Sif Yud Aleph. Sif Yud Beis says, this is a halacha that we've seen a number of times better, and this is a halacha you both regarding something which is of Shashem Yarb Bishvilay and something which is not Shashem Yarb Bishvilay. Ner Lech and Ner Lech. And that is, even though Apapisha Eina Makiroi, Imayim Beferu Shalatirch Yisrael Away says, any time that the guy does it Lehedya for the Yid, or it's clear that he's doing it for the Yid, then it's Aser, if you don't have a Heter, and even if it's Eina Makiroi, it's Aser for the Yid to be Nene, and it's Aser even Bat Shabbos of Peshiyas. Now, that was the scenario, back to the scenario that happened this past Friday night. After the guy flicked on the lights and did everything he has to do, so is there anything else that you need? So if you say to him, yes, there is, anything else, I need a few other things actually while you're at it, that certainly would be Aser then, and we also would say she asked him. But like the Mishnah Berurah points out, the Zimin, we pass in like the Rambam, but not like Rabbeinu Yerucham, and even if you're Mitzaveh, the guy Lehediyah, to do something on Shabbos, but Matzei Shabbos is Mutter B'chdei Sheyasim. We don't knock them to Aser Olamis. It's going to be Mutter B'chdei Sheyasim Matzei Shabbos. The only time that we have things that are Aser Olamis is like we'll see in Sif Yudalat as well, is things which are B'r Fahetzia or Tzarech of a Meitz. Sif Yud Gimel is the Chiddush of the Rosh. Im Likid Ein Yehudi V'Hechel Abahimas Yisrael Ein Tzarech M'chis Yad L'Fisho Avam Rogo B'kach Tzarech M'chis. If the guy, we mentioned in Sif Yud Aleph, and this is the Loch on Kuf Chav Aleph, that if a guy picks the grass, cuts the grass to give to the Yid, then it's also for him to be Nenin. However, if he feeds the Yid's animal straight, then it's Mutter, it's not a problem, you don't have to be Meichen. What's the reason why? Because, says the Karban Asano, a Chiddush, the reason is because the guy doesn't think that he's going to get paid for this. Only when he cuts the grass and gives it to the Yid, then he thinks that he's going to get paid. But, and therefore he's doing it a day to the nash. I'm sorry. He thinks he's going, when he gives it to the Yid, l'chur is usher. Why? He doesn't think he's going to get paid. Mashiach, when he feeds the animal, then he thinks he's going to get paid. And therefore, he's doing it a day to the nash. The Mishnah Berurah seems to be saying something else. Mishnah Berurah says, because he's not getting hana. Ein tzarech l'mechus b'ein Yehudi kishba la'atzmai. Kivin, v'amina d'lav l'hanos Yisrael mechavim, ela zayte d'nafshei oise, kidei l'harviach, v'chein ein tzarech l'mcheiz boi. He says, however, when you give it to the Yisrael himself to feed, kivin shenehne b'yadayim, then it's usher. The mashmois is, like we saw in Taisis, that even though we saw that when a guy does something and he has the Yid in mind, that we still say adaita denafshei k'ovid if he thinks he's going to get paid at the end of the day, like putting out a fire. We say that it's mutter for the guy to put out the fire because it's adaita denafshei. Still, in a case where he's being mahane the Yisrael begufoi, his mamash giving him hano begufoi, the mashmois is, the mizmor taisis, that we don't say adaita denafshei. Why? Because since he's giving direct hano to the guf of the Yisrael, then that's defined his mind as the mind of Hanot Yisrael. We don't look at it as a day to the Nashri, even if he knows he's going to get paid at the end of the day. Maybe it's still over here. Since if I give it to the Yid and I'm giving him grass in his hands, I'm being Mahane Begufay, or I'm giving him a positive Hano at least, like the ritual says, I'm giving him a positive Hano. Masha'inkin, if I just feed his animal, then I'm not being Mahane his guf, and I'm also not giving a positive Mahano. I'm just making it, it's like Mavriya Hari, he doesn't have to feed his animal. And therefore, it's mutter. However, says the Rosh, Avon Rogo Bakach, Tzarech L'mechais. But if he's Rogo, if he does this all the time, then you have to Mecha. Why do you have to Mecha? Says Mishnah Berurah, Durak Harama Ba'alma Ba'asr. Because it's Harama Ba'alma, and it's Asr. What does that mean, it's Harama Ba'alma? It's Harama Ba'alma, because that means he does it all the time. He does it all the time, he's getting paid, or he's not getting paid. Mashmoy says he's not getting paid, because if he's getting paid, so what's the problem? He's doing it for himself. What's the difference how many times he's doing it? Elamai is not getting paid. He's not getting paid. And it's Harama Ba'alma because the only time that we matter something for a guy to do something for a Yid is because we say it's a Daita D'Nafshi. But in a case where he keeps on doing it and he's not getting paid, and nevertheless he keeps on doing it, then it's the Mashmoy says he's doing it for the Yid even though he doesn't have that to get paid. And therefore it's a Daita D'Yisrael. Therefore it's a problem. So it was asked a number of weeks ago. Somebody asked, what's the story if we have George, he's working for Yidden for years already, and he's a very altruistic guy, that's not oxymoron, and he has Mother Teresa, and he has only the Yid's best interest in mind, and he really doesn't plan on getting paid for whatever he does. He does it for the Yid, he helps them out, and he's not planning on getting paid. Is it mutter for the guy to do things for the Yid or not? Is it mutter l'chabes d'leko? Is it mutter to put out his fire or not? Or do we say that no, he's not doing it? The whole reason why it's mutter to do l'chabes d'leko is because it's considered a daita d'nafshei, he's going to get paid at the end of the day. But if he's not planning on getting paid, so it's totally for the Yisrael. L'chera would be asur, according to this. So the mashmois would be l'chera, possibly from this Mishnah Berurah, that in economics, it's not asur. Because in a case where the guy feeds the Yid animal week after week, he has to be meicha. Why? What's the problem? It's not hanos aguf. It's not considered a positive hano. You keep on feeding the Yid's animal, and nevertheless, you have to be meicha. Why? What did the guy do wrong? Why do you have to be meicha? What's that?
If you told him. If you told him it's haromas that you ask him to do it, ask him to, it can never be considered a dietary
option. Oh. So I wanted to bring a raya, and then I said that if you look at the Sharatim says, where's the Makar for this halacha? The Makar for the halacha is in the Rush. The Lashon of the Rush is, Avlam Marim Yisrael Bekach, V'rogol Lasez Devarav V'haroma Ayde Akum Asr. That if a Yid is rogol to do his Molochas Ayde Akum, then it's Asr. That means, the Mashmois would be, that even if he's paying the guy, possibly even if he's paying the guy, but if he, the way that he does his malachas, he has his malachas being done on Shabbos, by the way that he works it out, is he always has the guy feed his animals on Shabbos. So even if he's paying him after Shabbos, and l'chor we should say, what's the problem? The guy is doing it for himself, and, because he's getting paid, and he's not giving direct hanot to the yid, l'chor should be mutter. However, says the Rosh, that's the problem. It's ro'galas is the verb of Ramay Deyakum. So I thought one of two pshatim. First part I thought was, what's the problem? It sounds like what the Ritva says. And this is really where Moshe says with Shabbos clocks. It says that, says the Ritva, that the Isser Shleyasa Oda Malachta B'Shabbos Yedei Goy V'Nasa Shabbos Chol. If you have a way, the reason why Emir Lakam is Asr is because if you have a way to do all your Malach on Shabbos, so then fine, you won't do anything. The guy will do it. The guy will use the baby wipes on Shabbos. The guy will do all the malachas that you have to do. He'll work your factory, and turn on your factory, and turn on your lights, and turn off the mazgana, turn on and do it. Says Ramesh, that's the problem with the Shabbos clock. Because everything that you want to do can be done right in the Shabbos clock. Says Memela, not a Shabbos chol. Shabbos is totally going to be chol. There's nothing that you can't do on Shabbos. Memela, the reason why it would be also over here, even if, according to the letter of the law, the chirit should be mutter, but nevertheless, imro balatis kach, the Lashon Rosh is Imrogolatas Dvarav Baharoma Ide Akum, that's Asr. And the second reason is, like Rav Epstein is saying, is that if it's Rogolatas Dvarav Ide Goy, then it's Ki'ilu as if you're telling the Goy. Then you have a problem of being Metav of the Goy. Then he's doing it in your Shlichus. He's doing it with Shlichus Cho. Anytime that the Goy is doing it in your Shlichus, I don't know if I would say that it's Ki'ilu as if you asked the Goy. You never really asked him straight out, that even though he knows you want it, but it's not considered as if you asked it, that you're not Meicha, maybe that's as it. But the Holocaust, it looks like he's doing it b'shlichuscha, and that would be problematic. So anytime that a guy continually does something for a yid, a malacha, he comes in every week and he turns his lights for the yid, mechur in your house anyhow. In such a case, for sure, you'd have to be mecha, even in a scenario that wouldn't be considered that you're being nana miyodayim. Nevertheless, a person would have to be mecha.
And we don't need this different guy.
Yeah, Lacher. Yeah, and Echanami. Yeah, 100%. And if he's paid also, Lacher, be the same thing. That's a question whether or not we're going to say that. Are we going to say that if he's doing something? The Shal is the Rush. When the Rush was talking about that was when the Rush said, "Rogalas is devour of the haroma ayde akum." Then that would be enough to do the mishnah. How could you ever have a Shabbos guy then? So the truth is that a real Shabbos guy is quite problematic. Like many places you bring up. For many different reasons. And one of the reasons is because he knows there is no remez, because anything you say to him, he knows exactly what you want. And anything that you try to do for me, he really is doing it for you, he's not doing it for himself. So unless you can get it in a way, there are only certain scenarios that would be mutter. A Shabbos guy helped is very helpful in this case of Friday night. If you have a kid who is scared, you let ask him, go ahead and turn the light. There's no problem, straight out, you let ask him. Somebody's a chedesh in his gun, you let ask him. Shvus to shvus, mokum mitzvah, you let ask him. In all the cases that we mutter it, the guy is going to be very helpful. But in the cases which it's only a remez, and it's only that because the guy is doing it for himself, it's going to be mutter, then it has to be a case where the guy is not used to it. For example, the case of the stipler. The stipler called in a guy off the street, and he said to him, the lights went out. So he called in a guy off the street, and he said, you want a shot of schnapps? So the guy came in, and he says, oh, well, how am I supposed to find the schnapps here? And he flicks on the light. And he has a shot of schnapps, walks out, and flicks off the light. So they called, they knew that he did it a day to the nafshin. They called him back in. They said, nope, you want another shot of schnapps? So he comes inside, flicks on the light, has another shot of schnapps, and he's about to flick off the light. They grab his hand. They said, it's okay, thank you very much. And he let him walk out. In such a case, the guy is doing it totally for himself. But we call in the guy, Faraj, who's the guy in Beit Ha'ad that they called Friday night probably, and he knows exactly, is there anything else that you need? He knows exactly what you want. He knows exactly after he, you know. There, it's very hard to say that when he comes inside, even if you offer him a shot of schnapps, he doesn't want the schnapps. As a matter of fact, he's driving. He can't have the schnapps. And the rest of the thing, he's doing it totally for you. So in the cases where you have a heter to use a guy, a Shabbos guy is very helpful. If in the case where you don't have, then, and you need a remez, who could amen? Why does it say remez? I agree with you that it shouldn't, but not everybody does. The question is, this is a big aura, and once it's ready being brought up, I'll bring it up. That which is considered a... What's considered a remez and what's not considered a remez? They all wanted to know, right? You tell the guy, blow your nose. And the guy understands from there that he's supposed to knock off that little piece on the top of the nail. The Mishnah Berurah says that that's not considered a remez. Why is that not considered a remez? There's one of two reasons why it could be not considered a remez. It's either not considered a remez because it's an instruction. Do as I say. Now, it's a remez derech tivui. It's a tivoy. Why is it a tivoy? Because I told you, knock it off. Blow your nose. But I only said it, but there are remnants. Or it's considered a tivoy because he understands exactly what you mean to say. And therefore, it's problematic. As a matter of fact, the Maimer Mordechai asks in the Magen Avraham, he says, you said you shouldn't say blow your nose, rather you should say it's hard for me to read. He says, why is that any better? If the guy understands what you want, it's also problematic. So let's say, if every time you tell the guy, it's hard for me to go to sleep, the guy understands 100% what you mean is turn off the light, so it's not a remez anymore. That's what you're telling him straight out, some people say. And therefore it's not considered a remez. So if you go, you talk to get a guy off the street, and you say to him, it's hard for me to sleep, and the man says, yo man, what's the problem, why can't you sleep? Right, then you know you got the good guy. But if the guy says to you, which light do you want me to turn off? Right? So he knows clearly that when you say to him, it's hard for me to sleep, that you're asking him to turn off the light. The shadow is, well, they're not considered a remez. I understood with us, the Mishnah Berurah, that as long as you don't tell him straight out to do something, then that would be considered a remez, even though he understands what you mean. But Lamaisa, I didn't say straight out. I wasn't mitzvah him. And it wasn't an instruction, and it's only, I didn't use the regular words. The fact that he was able to understand, that's fine. That's still only considered a remez. And not, but there are those that say they're not harming, it's not problematic. The minig are limited to be made. What? No, you're not allowed to confirm. That's the Sichah Bunei Koron, and I think it's very clear. When the guy says to you, do you want me to turn off the light? You cannot say yes. You could say, I can't turn off the light. And he says to you, so you want me to do it? I can't turn off the light. Depends. Sometimes it goes on for a good few minutes, depending on the IQ of the guy. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down over here that in the Shaar HaTzion, the Magen Avraham is Madaik from the Rush. The lashon of the Rush was Avlim Marim Yisrael Bekach. If the Yid is being Marim, then it's a problem. He says it's Maduik in the Rush that if the guy is being Marim, then it's not a problem. However, he's medayik from lashon of the Maimer Mordechai. Ubavad shlo yarem lasas bishvil Yisrael v'lem bishvil atzmei. Shoyis latzmei. It's mashma that if the guy is marim, then it's a problem. And once I say that's the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is also meduyik like that. Mishabur is chelik, and he says l'chera there's no rav from lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. And he goes like the Rush, that as long as the Yid is not Marim, then it's not a problem. Memeila. We had cases that we mentioned in the past. What happens when you call on a guy into the house and you tell him, do you want to eat a piece of cake? And the guy understands exactly what he wants, and he comes inside, and he has a little piece of, he nibbles at the piece of cake, he turns on the light, nibbles at the piece of cake, and then takes the cake in and throws it out as he walks outside the house. Is that a problem of, the Yid was serious, if you want, please come have a piece of cake. But the guy was not interested in having a piece of cake, the whole thing that he did was just harama, to be able to turn on the light. In such a case, what's the halacha? Is that considered lachar, the Yid wasn't marim, and the guy was marim? But it could be that that whole thing is considered a harama.
If he did it before the cake, does it mean he did it to make you happy?
It means that he made... No.
That would be the case.
And he needs the light to nibble at the cake also. Like, it's hard to...
Right, he made it for the seal was...
So that's exactly what they're trying to say, that that's considered harama. That's not, that's, certainly wasn't for himself. The only reason why he came, he's not interested in the cake. He wants 30 shekel after Shabbos. He's not interested in cake. The guy's not interested in cake. He's interested in, lachar, that could be, spoke to somebody this morning also, he wanted to sign it. That could be that that's a harama klapei Yisrael also. That the whole thing is, you know that the guy doesn't want a piece of cake, and you know that he's not interested in b'etzim and sitting. There are a guy that in a klami, shara shnaps, that will talk to him, 100%. But to start get a Shabbos guy and tell the Shabbos guy that I want, you know, do you want a piece of cake? And he comes to the house and he's doing it just for you. It's harama on your part, and it's harama on the guy's part also. Both you know that it's a joke and he knows that it's a joke. However, in the case where we had that a guy called the guy to open up this fridge, and the guy opens up the fridge and he starts taking out the bowl. And he says, no, you're not taking out the bowl. And the guy said, machita be, and he continues. And so look at any case like that. Even if he comes into the house because he has to turn on the light in, he wants to turn off the light in the bedroom. And as he comes in, he sees that the light in the dining room is off. So he turns on the light in the dining room. He's about to turn it on. He says, no, you don't have to. And he says, machita be, and he turns on the light. In any of these cases, that's the lachur, a harama of the guy, not a harama of the Yid. If the Yid is serious about it and he doesn't wink to him, no, please don't. It says in halacha that I have to tell you you're not allowed to. That's a harama klap of the Yid. But the Yid really says, no, please don't do that. And the guy says, machita be, and he knows the last lachur, that's considered harama of the guy, it's not considered harama of the Yid, and the Yid would be allowed to be nene from that.
Are you allowed to tell the guy that before Shabbos?
No, because that's harama. The very telling the guy before Shabbos is the harama. You just did it in two steps instead of one.
You keep going.
You can't. You should be able to. Then maybe you're causing everybody to be harama. If you doubt it.
My mother-in-law forgot to play for a plea, and George told her you should be mocking to me. And then so in that scenario, you could be mocking the guy.
100%. What then? The halacha is, this is the halacha of a kever which was made for a Yid. And the halacha is that it's asur la'olam. V'dafka she'akever b'farhesya. Dafka in a case where it's b'farhesya, then it's a problem. And the Mishnah Berurah brings down that according to the Rambam, any malach which was done b'farhesya is problematic. It's asur la'olam. Memeila, what's considered a farhesya? Says the Mishnah Berurah in the negative, says if it was brought derech rishus harabim, derech tratio, that's considered b'farhesya. Now bismanin was something which is brought derech, especially if it's in a guy's car, it's not for Hesio, because no one knows what's in the car, nobody knows who he's bringing it to, and nobody knows Lachur over there, it's not for Hesio. However, there are scenarios where something is done for Hesio. For example, pictures that are taken of, even if it's an event which could be recreated, nevertheless, if it was clear that it was taken for, oh, these tables look so beautiful, somebody will be able to take pictures of it, and the guy goes and starts snapping pictures, and there's people that are standing around. L'chor, that's the case of Farhesia, where you have a lot of people standing around. It's Yishayel, even how many people? 3 people is considered Farhesia already. Farhesia lav dafka has to be that it's outside, as long as there's a lot of people that know about it. And that would be also loyalim for that person. even though it's possible to recreate the situation, nevertheless, if we answer la'olam, because that would be considered for hezio. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that the Ran holds that the only time that it's also la'olam is dafka by some kever, not every case of hezio. And it says yesh lahakom b'makom atzerich. However, it comes out that there's a chumrah according to the Ran also. Let's say you have a case of something which is done before hezio. It's a suffix whether or not it was done for yid. Suffolk whether or not it's done for you. So, but it was before Hesiyah. So according to the Ran, Lechur is going to be Asar on Shabbos because it's a suffix of a Dabar Sheish Lamatir. It will be Mutter, Mutter Shabbos. But according to the Rambam, that it would be Asar La'olam on Mutter Shabbos, Lechur is a suffix of a Dabar Sheish Lamatir. And it will be Mutter right away. So it's going to come out that there's going to be a Kula according to the Rambam and a Makam of suffix. Now I don't know if we're going to go the Kula like the Rambam. The Tzmashma that the Halacha Lamais will be passing like the Rambam, the Mechaber passing like the Rambam, and the Mishnah Berurah was making like the Rambam, Makom HaTzerich. I don't know if we're also going to take the Kula of the Rambam, Lechura, according to the Mechaber, the Ikar Halacha is like the Rambam, we should take the Kula of the Rambam also. If you have a Safik, we'll be Mutter even on Shabbos. Sif Tezvah talks about Chalilim which were brought. It's not so common today to bring Chalilim at any point for any Levaya. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down a big halacha lemaisa, a very big natumina halacha lemaisa. This is a malachis rishenim which is brought down in the Beis Yosef. What's the story if a guy does a malacha for a yid and the yid can do the malacha quicker than the guy does? A guy comes into the house and he turns on the boiler. It takes an hour to heat up the water. Now you have a yonkers and the yonkers goes in 2 minutes. Matzah Shabbos, you want to give a bath right away to your kid and you want to know, can you use the hot water that the guy turned on, the boiler? You could turn on a yonkers, it'll be done in 2 minutes. But with the malacha that the guy did took an hour. What's the malacha in such a case? Do you have to wait an hour to use the boiler? Or can you use it right away after 2 minutes? So, we saw the Magen Mishnah, Beis brings down the Magen Mishnah, that from the Rambam it's Meduyik, you have to wait for as long as it took the guy to do the malacha. Even though you could do the malacha quicker, you have to wait for as long as the malacha. So the B'yesh Mekilin, well, the malacha the Mishnah Berurah brings down, Ratzalayim Ha'afilu Hu Davar Hamatzei B'makam Kariv, Kivan Shabbat after me Rafik start landing with the Shabbat and Bakum Shabbat. Let's say there's two Walmarts. One Walmart is 10 miles away, one Walmart is 1 mile away. And the guy brought it from Walmart that was 10 miles away. Says Mishnah Berurah, even though you can get it from the one that's 1 mile away, you have to wait for how long it takes to go to the 10 miles away. Why? Because that's how long the malacha was. Now, Lachar Tamua. What's that? The whole Vart of Hadesh Yatsu is telling in that you shouldn't be nene from the malacha that the guy did. In this case, l'chura, you have the ability to do the malacha matzah Shabbos in half the time. So what's the problem? As a matter of fact, the Tezefa Shabbos really asked this earlier. The Mishnah Berurah brought down earlier, if the guy has a horse, then you go buster how long it took the guy with his horse. Says the Tezefa Shabbos, the Glav Sarachim, he says, I don't understand what it has to do with the guy. It should be telling the yid. Does the yid have a horse or not? I don't care what the guy has. Even if the guy doesn't have a horse and it took him 6 hours to walk, if the yid has a horse and it's going to take him 20 minutes, then you should only have to wait 20 minutes. Luli de mitzafina amina, I would say it's telling the machlekes rishenim that we saw between Rashi and Taisus. What's the reason you have to wait with Eish Yasu? If the reason you have to wait with Eish Yasu is like Rashi, that because you're not allowed to be nene from the malacha which was done on Shabbos, then in this case, the malacha was done on Shabbos, it took the guy 6 hours, you can't be nene from that malacha. You have to wait the 6 hours. Masha'inkin, according to Taisus, that the var is, you shouldn't come to ask the guy to do it, so you should be marviach, you shouldn't have to wait Matzah Shabbos. Then as long as it takes you to do a Matzah Shabbos, who cares how long it took the guy? But if you can do it in shorter, then you're not going to come to ask the guy to do it, because you can do it in half that time. You're never going to, you shouldn't have to wait longer than it's going to take you, because it's deterrent that you shouldn't ask the guy. And as long as you can do it in less than the amount of time that the guy's going to do it, then if you waited that amount of time, it's already deterrent. I'm not going to ask the guy. I can do it myself in less than that. The problem is that, and of course, we're doing like that in Mishnah Berurah. That's the truth. Because the Mishnah Berurah before that, he says, Tzarek l'ham t'pernik k'deish yivou meisem mokum, shlo yeh'ne mimlech ha'shabbos. He brings down Shittas Rashi. Shlo yeh'ne mimlech ha'shabbos. That's the mashmoit. The problem is that in Cheshbon it doesn't work out. Because the Rambam Shita, the Rambam is the one that's machmer here. And he says we go bust of the guy, however long it took the guy. And the Rambam, Mishnah Berurah brings down, and the Bir Lachan Simeration and Gemo holds like the other Shita of Tesis. That you shouldn't come to be making another time to ask the guy to do it. The Bir Lachan brings down. In Reish Nun Gimel. Ad B'Chadesh Yasu, Kadesh lo yedem in Melech HaShabbos. Rashi. Van Rambam notan tam kadesh lo yistakir klum v'loi yovei lehokol pamachemis. You shouldn't gain in terms of ask the guy another time. So l'chur, according to the Rambam, that the whole shash is a deterrent, you shouldn't come to ask the guy, then as long as you wait the amount of time that it takes the yid to do it, that should be enough. And we see here not that way. And not only that, if you look at the Tesefer Shabbos, when he asked the question, he asked it according to both Ma'adamrim. He says, Anoichi lo yeda, time of the milsa. I don't know why you have to wait for how long it takes the guy. So ikra tam d'binit l'desh yasu, shloyen emimelech ha-shabbos, oy, shloyen emel akum lasis b'shabbos. Either one of the reasons. She mukhl le mat shabbos im kin ibkhu mistavra de mishu be shvili tal yom nasa should be telling you the yid sorry mir I don't understand why exactly my son of mishabura is matmer and he says that it's telling in the guy therefore if the guy took something on shabbos through rishu sarabim and it took him an hour or took him then in, even though the yid could drive mat shabbos and it take him 5 minutes lechur according to this mishabura he would have to wait an hour I'm going to find out if you have a suffix before a suffix with Kulam. But if you the suffix, at least from the Chutz Tchum, we see. With the other side of the Tchum, it says, right? If you have a suffix.
There's not a suffix, you can ask him.
The question is, does the guy have Ne'amanus? Guy B'chol generally doesn't have Ne'amanus. You have to get you have to. Mesech Levitumari. In a case where he has nothing to gain. Lavdaf could do it. Lavdaf could do it. What?
To share
no,
Islam.
He just
wants to share Islam.
That he did even more. He did even more. That's worse.
If the guy drove very far away to get something from the store, but you can always borrow from your neighbor, does that make you only wait 30 seconds after Shabbos?
Well, whatever. Well, if you want to be nana from this thing that the guy gave you, you have to wait for as long as it took him. According to this, even though you can get it earlier.
Otherwise, you would have to wait 30 seconds and always borrow from a neighbor. Or you have to eat before this.
What's the difference if you could go to a store which is closer, or you can go to a store which is further away? The guy brought it from the store that's further away. Mishnah Berurah says, even though you could get it at a place which is closer, you can get it at your neighbor.
That's
borrow.
You have to pay
it
then. Does that help?
I wouldn't see why it should help. What's that? Because you could get it. Because you could have gotten it on Shabbos. Maybe. There's not this thing. There's not. That's not Rabbeinu Tam. That's not Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam never mattered you to get because you could go to a different place, right? Rabbeinu Tam didn't matter you because you could go to the river. Therefore, you're allowed to use the water from the bear. What? The Rav Yom. What? The Rosh does not say that he does. No, the Oyel Shabbos learns that way, and the Magen Avraham Schirlik has the Karban Sanal and the Siv. Yeah, Siv Chaim. All of them from the Sanal, Siv Chaim. Everybody. The same person. The that's with regard to this halacha. Last halacha, if tazayin tzavik muvu mechutz etchuma oim itecha tchum, chayish Hashem mechutz etchuma vu. This is the third time that a tzavik malacha, which is mentioned in this simen. It's if zayin, the Mishnah Berurah, the Mechaber brings down a machlokes. He says him and he says, if a tzavik was done for a year or was done on Shabbos, he has to be machmer. And yesh emir that he could be meikol. And Mishnah Berurah brings down, he has to be machmer. He has to be machmir, but it's mutter. No, the stima is like the machmir. That means suffix is going to be after. In Sif Tes, he also brings down another case of a suffix. Suffix in Bala Chutz Tchum. And he says, he's just saying lechumr. He doesn't even bring down any mekimim. In Musafik in Huvim Chutz Tchum, Osir. What's the reason why? Because it says Dovr Shishim Atirim, it says Mishnah Berurah. However, Matzah Shabbos is mutter right away. Over here, if it's Tzavik Bal Mechutz Tchum, Mishnah Berurah says, it's Aser, and even Matzah Shabbos, it's Aser, Bechdei Shi'asam. And the reason is, because since it was brought for a mace, there's no one that's Mekel, that the reason why we make a Matzah Shabbos by Tzavik Bal Mechutz Tchum is because there are those that are Mekel Bechlal by Tchum, that you never have to wait Bechdei Shi'asam, by the Seder Abana of Tchum. However, when it comes to something which is brought for a mace, there's no one that's meiko by if it's brought mechutz tchum, if it was done for a mace, and therefore over here we're more machmer. Now, just to get back to our original question, so what is there to do in this case of this yid that his all his food went off, all his electricity went off? So we gave three possibilities of chara. One of them, the best possibility is if there's a guy, if there's a yid, if there's a child who is scared, then or will be scared, then you have a heter to ask a guy straight out to turn on the light, at least a light to help this poor child. Now, once he can't turn on the light because the light's not going to go on, so he has to turn on the main switch. And once he turns on the main switch, we can be saying before Rosh Hashanah Zalman that Rosh Hashanah Zalman says the rest of it is considered a psik ratio, and therefore you're allowed to be nervous from everything else. Now, this scenario, he decided that he doesn't have a child who's nervous. So, what are the two possibilities? So, I asked him, what type of lights do you have in your dining room? Do you have incandescent bulbs, or do you have fluorescent bulbs, or do you have LEDs? He says he has LEDs. So, you have LEDs, so then, according to those that hold that electricity is not a deraita, which Simcha Bunim Kohn brings down, that Kama Poets can go like that, La Lama Ma'ezim, Chazisa goes like that, Shem Yisum Rehalocha, Chazisir, Chazisiachus, I think. Kama Poets can go like that. Then, mainly, you could be Samech and say that it's a Shvus to Shvus, turning on these lights is a Shvus to Shvus, B'mokam Mitzvah of the Tzerech to the Shabbos. Which also possibly we really have a Bala Itter that we could be Samech on. We don't know for sure that we can't be Samech on the Bala Itter. Right? We have a Rabbah Samech on the Bala Itter, Kama Kama Poman, we have a Ramayshah Samech on the Bala Itter. The Mela. What? The generator is a deraisa.
That's what he's doing. Generator.
Why would it be a deraisa? If it's just electricity? I don't know if it's a deraisa. There are things that might be deraisa when you turn on the generator. For example, turning on the... What's that? The crock pot and the plato and anything like that is going to get hot. That might be a deraisa. But if you can say that that's only a secretion, then that would be okay. So... Oh. So then he said he has candles. So he has candles... So then I said, oh, so if you have candles, then you can tell him that it's hard for me to read in the dining room where the candles are. And then it's only, according to Shmir Shabbos Kachal, so you could be makel to tell the guy, and that's that I'll say, Sefes Hano, that it's hard for me to read, and it'll turn on the light in the dining room. So that's what he did. Now, he had a little bit of an issue, and that is that the oven was off. The oven was on. What happened was this kid turned on his oven, and it blew the generator. Now, if the guy's going to turn on the generator, then what's going to happen is he's going to blow again. So he has to turn off his oven first, which he could do. It's mukta l'chur. The only issue right now is mukta. Do it with begufay and turn it off. What's the problem? Any issue?
There's people from the cluster, the oven
big, people from the carrier. People from the cluster. No. If you consider that, we consider that it's mechum the carrier as well. What? What? It's not kibbutz, it's off. It's off. Everything is off now. Everything is off now. The whole electricity blew. Everything is off. We're just turning the... You just... What? Mukta. Is it mukta? Because you can't move it on Shabbos. Right? You can't move it.
How would
it
help you for Shabbos?
How would it help you? No. So, this is just the Seventh Hanah. This is the Seventh Hanah. And there was not also... In other words, it's really no manashach. If you have light... So then you don't have a heter to say that you're doing it l'tzarech mitzvah of your suda because you already have light. And you're saying that it's only the seventh and I could really be net even with that. If you don't have enough light, then you can matter it out maybe shvus l'shvus l'tzarech mitzvah of your Shabbos suda. But over here in this case, since you already said that he had enough light to eat by his candles, then all we want is the seventh anah of having more gishmak a suda either having the lights on. What?
Not to read.
He doesn't want to read. He wants to have a more gishmak asuda. He wants to have a more gishmak asuda. He doesn't want to eat by candlelit dinner. He wants to have with a lot of light. So therefore, it's not considered hano because he can't use it in economy. If he couldn't read by the light, by the candles, then he's not going to be able to read by these candles. And as soon as his candles go out, I told him, as soon as your candles go out, you're not going to be able to read it. He says, no, his candles are going through the night. It's not a problem. But get to the guy. I said also, don't call the guy to your house and then tell him that you want it. Because could be that calling the guy to the house is a tzivui straight out. There are those that hold. So I said, hey, when you meet the guy, tell him that it's hard for me to read in my house. And that way your Bimaram is already there. And the guy is coming by himself because of the Rebbe's. He's understanding. And he's coming by himself to turn it on.
So Kitzur, the common answer is that Rebbe's, right? The last tether is the one that Rosh Hashanah argues in the Shmir Shabbos.
Yes, he's saying I can't take Rosh Hashanah Zalman. The Shmir Shabbos Kachos goes with it, all the way. According to Shmir Shabbos Kachos, it's Mutter. According to many guys, it's Mutter. But, so, he calls the guy into his house, and he says, it's hard for me to read in the dining room. So the guy goes into the dining room and hits the light, hits the switch. and it doesn't go on. What he really did was he turned it off. And he didn't, even though he turned it down, b'chlal, Arabs don't realize what's up and what's down. And I had a guy that put, the Arab that put in the lights into my gina, and he put the switch backwards. Up is off and down is on. So that's maybe some people, that's how they do a little chila. What? All of, yeah? Okay, either way, so he didn't hop, and he hit the light, and it didn't go on. So he presumed that, oh, it must be that it's the main switch. So he goes and he turns on the main switch, and everything goes on in the house, except for like in the dining room. Because he turned off already. So now Lechari can turn it on, also I'll say Seva Sanon. And that's what he did. And even though Lechari, we wanted to matter everything out of sick ratio, Lechari, this case is no sick ratio. Even though he didn't do anything that was, he never turned on the light. He only turned on the psik ratio of everything, but he was mechaber for that. He's mechaber to turn on the lights in the dining room. Mainly everything was still blind with psik ratio, and it would still be mutter to be nene from everything, as long as it's only together, it's a 7 sana.
Yeah, they still did
bishulakim. Jones is not bishulakim because it's also psik ratio.